Welcome to This Week in FX PhD, your weekly wrap-up and behind the scenes at fxphd.com.
Hi, and welcome to This Week at FX PhD. I'm John Montgomery, joined as always by Mike. How's it going, my friend?
Going well, going very well. In fact, I am proud to say it's my wedding anniversary today, and I have been happily married for 22 years. My major accomplishment, my kids, but apart from that, it's my greatest accomplishment in life.
And yes, that is quite an impressive stat, and really, you made such a great choice. I'm glad she put up with you. I mean, and it's enjoyed spending the years with you.
No, it's true. She could have done
you.
So much better. Yeah, no, it's true. So, I was joking with John before the call. Like, I'm incredibly hard to hang out with, and painful and annoying, and somehow she's managed to put up with me, so it's much appreciated. Anyway, yes. I don't discuss my private life, but I'm
That's a milestone that I think is worth discussing, my friend. That's quite impressive. Especially coming from someone like me, you couldn't frankly make it past 5 years.
No. It's completely different. Everyone's different. I know. It just so happens.
Can aspire.
That's what I'm.
So anyway, we're at week number 3 of the term. So far, it's off to a great start. Classes are coming in on time. We had a bit of a brief delay in our Nuke Studio course. For a couple reasons, posting the forums, and that was because, number one, we're just working with beta software, getting that available for us and for you guys. Took a little bit of extra time, and also Ugo, who is teaching the course, basically went directly from his job at the mill, finishing that cool BBC project that we now have an article on over at FX Guide, the God Only Knows BBC music stuff. Went
Isn't
directly
that great?
From that.
Isn't that just great?
It really is. But you know, he needed a couple days to decompress. He actually shipped that, I think, after the start of the term. Again, we wanted to have this course available. So he's recorded his second class. That will be out. So really only a couple days late at this point on his second class. So we really appreciate the effort that Hugo's made in getting that up and going. So I think the term's off to a great start.
Oh, I think it's absolutely off to a great start. But if you haven't seen that BBC piece, you should have a look at it. It's good musically, in the sense that it's got a variety of different singers and stuff. And what was the one that was done? God, like a decade ago thereabouts. You remember that one? It was like on the Lou Reed song.
Yeah,
they did a similar thing. Uh-huh. One Perfect Day or Perfect Day. I think it was something like that. And this one's much more effects-y based, but a lot of green screen, and the story shows that stuff. But yeah. We love having professors that are really producing such outstanding work, being able to contribute to your careers and help you guys, take your careers to the next level. So that's really good.
Yeah, really, really great having him involved. And again, today was the launch of Nuke 9. Nuke Studio is still not quite out yet at this point. But again, we've got that available on the VPN at FX PhD this term. And on the VPN, we're making a switch over in the VPN under the hood, so to speak. Previously, you've been using PPTP or whatever to connect. Generally, really part of the system install in Mac OS X, as well as Windows and even Linux. But because of various reasons, including technology and even security concerns, I mean, oh my God, how many days go by? How many does it take before you hear some kind of security breach? In online, so I mean, like
it's hard though. It's hard to assess those though, like how much they're serious ones, how much they're like, you know, there's a security breach that would mean, you know, in an extraordinary situation, someone might get limited access versus, you know, I mean, I you have to keep track of them.
I've had to swap out 3 credit cards here in the last 3 months and some things. Wow. And he's really, you know, high profile company. I mean, that's not what we're talking about.
But that wasn't because of us, right?
No, and that's not. With FX PhD, we don't actually even, first of all, let me just speak. We don't actually store your credit card information on our servers. That's actually taken care of by company VeriSign and PayPal that actually handle that kind of thing. So we don't do that. But I mean, my point is that there's just a lot of people out there that go in and try and hack into things. And so we just need to continually keep on top of it. So that's why we're doing it. It's actually pretty straightforward. We launched it actually yesterday, and it went so well that I actually made the decision to go ahead and do the switchover. The last day for that, I think it's coming up next Monday, is when we're going to switch off the old VPN software. Shouldn't really be a problem. It's really easy to set up. We have great instructions for it. In fact, people who have installed it say it's more stable than our previous VPN software, so everyone seems to be happy about that. So again, just a heads up that we're going to be shutting down the old VPN on October 27th. So if you want to get a head start on that, go to the forums, check out the knowledge base. It's under resources knowledge base, and you'll see it's very clear, the OpenVPN beta. Get that up and running so that when we do shut it down on October 27th, you don't need to fill out a support form and say, why can't I connect to the VPN? So anyway, I think that in the long term, that's going to be helpful for everyone. And again, as everyone has found so far, it's even more solid than the version that we had running before. So it's a win-win, secure and more solid.
Yes, yes. And speaking of interesting software, there's obviously great stuff in Nuke 9, and we've got a story on FX Guide about that where we talk to some artists, some of whom have been profs with us, about Nuke 9 and kind of assess their take on the stuff. But John, you've also posted something that's new in Flame, which I hope will be picked up, will it, as part of our Flare and Flame Assist course?
Yeah, definitely. And we'll take a look at that. Michael's going to actually show some of the new tracking features as part of that. We're actually kind enough for Philippe Serrero to actually record a video for us working through the feature. I actually like hearing directly from him because it's kind of like hearing from the guy firsthand about why things are the certain way they are. Kind of like seeing the reasons for implementing things the way he did. So we've got about a 20-minute video up on FX Guide covering the new features in Flame 2015 Extension 2. Not quite as cool a name as Nuke 9, but that comes out tomorrow, actually, to everyone who has Flame. But of course, for those of you in FX PhD this term, we just now, as of today, have learned that we've got early access to the new learning editions of Flare and Flame Assist, and these features are actually part of that, or actually part of that in Flare, I should say. So hopefully Michael, I haven't actually talked to him directly about these specific things, but I'm sure he'll be touching on this in the introduction to Flare and Flame Assist as part of the course this term. And actually, on that note, if you're interested in getting early access to that software, drop us a line using the help link. Just fill out a support form saying that you'd like to sign up for the Autodesk beta versions of those, and we'll pass on your email address and name to the folks at Autodesk, and they'll get you signed up and give you access to the special FX PhD only beta forums at Autodesk to allow you to actually download and use that software before anyone else.
That's interesting, John, in that new tracker in Flame that we're talking about, because there's a new planar tracker in Nuke 9, which is more kind of textual based than point based. It's I kind of thought tracking technology, like as in terms of like point tracking and doing tracking stuff, it kind of settled down a lot, but suddenly we seem to have a spurt of new stuff. It's interesting when there suddenly you see waves of new stuff coming through. It's like somebody published a paper somewhere and everybody, I don't know, maybe it's just its time, but
I'm not fully certain under the hood. I know there have been some subtle changes under the hood in the tracking algorithms in Flame. I'm not actually up to speed on those, but one of the main things in this release was actually making the workflow easier to do certain things. You'll see in the video there's actually a much easier way of actually tracking, you know, something like the typical screen replacement on a phone. So from a user standpoint, it's intended to make things much more approachable and easier to integrate those objects, in addition to taking the planar tracker and also figuring out 3D transforms and so forth as part of that. So that when you can set up a perspective grid as part of the process and link other 3D objects to it so they are presented correctly within your 3D compositing environment, that's also one of the big things about that as well. So it's not just, you know, simply taking a planar track, but also actually trying to figure out on top of that how to integrate that into a 3D compositing environment. I think one of the things that would be cool moving forward to see is actually also dealing with things like how do you deal with lens corrections and things like that in this environment. Right now, there's not really anything automated as part of that process within Action. It'd be cool to kind of see that because that's a bit of the missing step, of course, right? As things hit the edges of frames and that tends to fall apart. But that'd be a cool thing to see, I think, actually moving forward as part of the tracking. It's nice to see them actually spending time on that. I mean, I know it's obvious, but I mean, it is obvious now, especially with looking at Nuke really kicking up the game with their planar tracker, because again, that's the thing that I've heard time and time again from the people who've been on beta, as well as in that article that you posted today on FX Guide. And it's obviously such a critical part of compositing. It just needs to work. It needs to work well. It needs to have that data available to the other tools to help you do the comp.
Yeah, I've got to say, over in Nuke 9, the thing that I like a lot is the new optical flow stuff, because the previous optical flow, like the Kronos stuff, tended to work fairly well, but there were times at which you'd had this kind of tearing heat haze look. And I used to say, well, it's got you sort of 90% of the way there. That's a great 90%, but then you have to do quite a lot of work. And it just seems to work better now, full stop. And when it works really well, you kind of start to take it for granted. I mean, it's an incredibly complex problem, getting good optical flow working. But yeah, so anyway, it is great to see the algorithms improved. And I look, you know, it's continuous improvement. Obviously, you balance out sometimes making things easier, the UI better, fixing bugs. And sometimes it's just a matter of saying, hey, you know what? This tool we use all the time. We should just give it a new breath of sort of fresh air. And man, it's so appreciated when somebody does that.
Yeah, very much so. So good. Again, it's a nice balance, I think, from the foundry. Some of that core technology that you talked about, some of the optical flow stuff, and then all the just these tools that obviously people react to. Such as a planar tracker. I think they're doing a nice job of getting things going with that.
Something else we posted recently on, just like an early heads up for people, we posted on FX Guide an interview I did with Scott Ross. He's giving the keynote at SIGGRAPH Asia. John and I will be going to SIGGRAPH Asia. In fact, we're going to have a booth at SIGGRAPH Asia. We'll give you a lot more information about why we're having a booth there and what we're doing closer to the date. But if you are interested in Asia and going up to Shenzhen for SIGGRAPH Asia, it's always a good trade show. I've never been to Shenzhen, so I have no idea what it's like as a place, but I've always enjoyed my visits to China in the past, but I particularly enjoy SIGGRAPH, be it in America, Canada, or in Asia. So yes, John and I will definitely be there, and SIGGRAPH Asia is coming up in, I'm going to say the 3rd of December, John? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was just looking today. I'm flying out on the... I'm actually getting here a bit later than I wanted to. I was looking today at trying to get a day earlier flight to get there to help with the setup. But yeah, I think I'm flying out on the 1st to over there. So very much looking forward to that. I actually need to get my visa in order as well. So that's one thing I'm taking care of this week. So.
Yeah, if you are traveling in from outside, you do actually need an invitation to attend the event as part of your visa application. Obviously, if you're in China, it doesn't matter. And yeah, so do allow time for that, because there is quite a process to get a visa into China. And don't put down that you're a journalist, is would be my advice.
Yes, I'm going as FX PhD training.
Which is what we are going as, right?
Exactly. I
mean, in all honesty, like we are.
Yes, we're not. Yes. But yeah, it's actually, so when you do register, it's really important if you think you're going to go. Mike, that's a good point about the visa process. Getting a letter is fairly straightforward from the organization. They're really good about that, because they're having to get that out to everybody. But you certainly need to get some time set up. In general, there's not here in the States an expedited visa process. I think the process is only like 4 or 5 days, so there's still plenty of time to do it. But you want to make sure that you get, I would say you want to get that done as soon as possible. So in case you do run into a hitch, you can make plans or try and correct things. So it's just something to be aware of if you're heading to Asia. It's not like going to Hong Kong or even Japan if you're from the States, or I imagine Australia as well.
Yeah, I mean, the visa process is, of course, any country's right to do whatever they want. And, you know, Lord only knows, I don't have any problem with people doing that. But it's just, you know, leaving yourself enough time to kind of get that process through. It's not trivial. It's not like it's just, like if I go to the States, I fill out a visa waiver online. And I could honestly do that the night before. I don't, but, you know, that's how easy it is. Not like that if you're going to China.
But you do get a very cool Chinese visa in your passport afterwards. It's well worth the price of admission. It's one of my favorite aspects of...
I think it's our 3rd or 4th time to China, actually, since we started the company.
Yeah, it will be my 4th.
Years ago, in a long, long time ago.
My 4th. 3 times to Beijing, but my first time not in Beijing. And I'm not counting Hong Kong at this point.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? I'm the same as you. I don't tend to think, if somebody says China, I don't tend to think Hong Kong. Obviously, it is part of China, but it's such a historical anomaly. You know, just interesting to see how that's played out over time. Hey, Something else I wanted to raise, if we could, just really on a sad note. We discussed this on the RC, but there's been some updates to Michael Scott and his condition. In particular, there's a little more found out about where he's at. He seems to be recovering physically quite well, but not necessarily mentally yet. Kind of at a position what I think you'd describe as reassuring yet. Not, I think, that I'm a medical expert or anything, but I'm just going off basis of some stuff that's been posted by family and friends and then recirculated. So none of this is confidential. If you are unaware of what happened to Michael, somebody was texting, we believe, while driving, and Michael was literally just walking along and got hit by a car and pinned against the wall. He did nothing wrong. And as a consequence of this person's apparent stupidity in texting, Michael has been in hospital now for what, John? It must be all of October, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It was it. I think it was on the 3 weeks. Like the last day of either the night of September 30th, right? 30 or so when it happened. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's a horrible thing. And such a, I mean, Michael's such a great guy. He's, of course, taught a course for us in the past at FX PhD. And really, I mean, it's truly sad. And as the text, this the to have it senselessly happen the way it does with someone, a distracted driver. I was talking to Mike again before the, as he's in the way into work. It's like, as a cyclist riding to work, I just notice it all the time. And it's really astounding how many people are not actually paying attention to driving. You know, it's such a tragedy. But we should, what's the link for the support? Do you have that handy?
Well, the best way, yeah, absolutely. So if you go to Facebook/support Dorkman, I think it's got a capital S, because many of you would know his nickname online as Dorkman. But yeah, so it's just one word, support Dorkman with a capital S. So www.facebook.com/support Dorkman. That's his Facebook page. Now, there's a link from there to the slightly more complicated URL that is supporting of GoFundMe. Now, GoFundMe is where people have pulled together as an industry to raise money to help for Michael's medical care. He's got various bolts and stuff in his legs, and he's physically making recovery, but he's now going to be moved to a rehab center because he's still not conscious and stuff. And so this is all going to cost a huge amount of money. Again, it's so sad that people even have to do this, but you know, the aim is to see if we can get $100,000. It's about $73,000 at the moment. A lot of people have donated. I've certainly donated. I'm sure you have, John. So if you go to gofundme.com/FAFE9S, but it's probably easier just to go to the Facebook page because it's easier to type in. I think there's actually a short code for that, but I don't have it on, at hand. But yeah, anyway, anything you can do. And look, you know, we posted on Twitter and stuff. I said we were discussing it on the RC, but he's one of ours and he's a great guy. And I said when I was initially posting about this, and I'm sure you'd agree, John, that even though there are a lot of causes in the world and obviously a lot of people are facing a lot of hardship one way and another, I just know that if I was in hospital, Michael would be one of the first in line to donate, to do anything he could to help me. So I want to return the favor. So there you go.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So wish he and his family the best. And
yeah,
looking forward to keep updated, to be updated on this.
I have great memories of hanging with Michael in our hotel room in our suite in Vegas one year. And we had one of those, meetups ended up in our hotel room. Then we went out somewhere after that. And he's just he's a great guy, but a good friend, but he's just such a funny guy to hang out with. Just always positive. So yeah, we look forward to going to Vegas with him again when he hopefully makes a really full recovery. But man, just talk about, people say you could be hit by a bus tomorrow, but I mean, this is equivalent to that, right? I mean, it's just literally walking back from work. I think he was at Encore, he was working, and got hit by somebody that jumped the curb because they were texting. I mean, you know, it's just, there's literally nothing safer, you'd think, than just walking along minding your own business on the curb after work. It's hardly a risky activity, you'd think. And now here he finds himself in this position. So it does, I think, also just reiterate the point that life isn't a dress rehearsal. You only have one take. And so, it's good to make sure you're living the life you want to live because, man, it's just crushing.
Yeah, and give credit also as well to the Encore as well as being very generous as well and helping him out. I've heard that they've been very supportive as well, which is good to hear.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I've heard exactly the same thing. And of course, it wasn't Encore's fault. It wasn't as if anyone did something. Oh, actually, I found that short URL for you. It's michaelscottfund.com.
Yeah, it's on the left-hand side of the Support and Torquay Scott page under the About, just below there. So.
And that's the short code to get you to the GoFundMe thing that I mentioned earlier. Okay, so yeah. You know, if we get any news and if Michael's in a position to, you know, be in a healthier position, we'll kind of let you know. But at the moment, we don't have any particular close-at-hand information. We're just repeating stuff that's second-hand. But yeah, we obviously also would like to say thank you to the people that helped organize Mike's medical bill stuff and have been posting online, because we all appreciate you guys taking the time to do that. So what have you got planned for the week ahead, or what's left of it?
Well, actually, you know, one thing that we're going to be doing as well, and it's we're starting work on under the hood at FXPHD, is we're also moving just the general server to a new architecture, utilizing right now what we have is a dedicated server. It's been running on the second dedicated server that we've upgraded to since we started FXPHD, which is basically what involves is you buy a server per month, eventually rent a server per month, and the entire machine is yours, and that's how we do our thing. But we're going to switch it over to a cloud-based service, Linode, with some benefits of that. The speed increase, there should be a speed increase, first of all.
So you're moving us to the cloud. So do I have to be worried about the nude photos of me that are stored on our server? No, I'm just kidding.
We're kind of already in the cloud, I guess, right? but no, I'm not going to post those from my phone.
You're fine. couldn't resist, could you?
No, I could not. But so we're going to be moving that. What we're going to do is we're going to do it during break week. We will actually make the switch over on the weekend, which historically, maybe common sense, is the least busy time on our sites. So we'll try and accomplish that at some point with as minimal a disruption as possible for everyone. But it will mean that the site will probably be inaccessible for a couple hours during that time. As we get closer to that date, we'll let you know about that. But at this point, it looks like either the Sunday right before break week or the Sunday after break week is when we would do that. We're not doing any major change. You won't notice any look or new whatever on the site. Nothing new like that. Basically, what we're doing is just taking the current site and moving it over to a new service provider. One thing that we've done is I posted in, I was looking for the where I did it. I think I should actually move it to the Student News and Information Forum. But there's a link that's called Some Testing Help, where our locations that we have to choose from are London, Newark, Atlanta, Dallas, Fremont, and Tokyo. And basically, there's some speed tests that we can do. So I've asked our members to actually do a couple of these speed tests, and we've had a really nice response to that all around the world. It's frankly not incredibly surprising that depending upon how close you are to the location, it's generally faster for you. Shocker. I know. But there have been some interesting things. Like I was curious that we have a couple options for doing a server in Newark or Atlanta area. And it actually is pretty impressive that Atlanta on the east coast of the United States actually gets better speed results in general to Europe. So anyway, what we're going to do is actually basically take that information and try and help decide where we're going to put the server. This is not actually changing our download servers. Right now we have a server on the west coast of the United States, which is great for the US and Asia. And we have a server in London, which is great for Europe as well. That is not changing. Our files are served from those machines. This is basically just the general FXPHD website. So I think regardless with the upgrade in hardware, the upgrade in this location, you're going to see a faster response in general on the site. But this is not where you're going to be downloading all your classes from.
Excellent. So do I need to do anything?
No. Actually, I may ask you to do something.
No. I mean, if I was a user.
You mean... Yeah, I know you do. I'm just kidding.
I'll happily do anything you need for me to do.
Generally, frankly, you're not going to need to do anything. But no, the user, from the end standpoint, I think the only thing... at this point, the idea is, no, you won't have to do anything other than survive the hopefully very brief time that we're offline. And the reason that we'll be offline, or maybe you'll be unable to post in the forums on the old site, is what we need to do is kind of lock things down so there's no new content being done on FXPHD. So what will probably happen is we'll close the forums on Saturday night or something like that, which will allow us to actually export that database and get that database loaded into the new server, so that in the transition, we won't lose any posts from you guys. And that's why we'd shut it down. So as far as the site being down, hopefully very, very minimal time. There'll probably be some bugs. There always are. I mean, it's impossible to predict everything, but no, long, that's a very long answer to, do you need to do anything? The short answer, no.
Oh, good. No, but it's good to know that, right? Because, yeah, you know. So that, because that's not the answer to the VPN, right? I mean, the VPN you mentioned earlier, I should, as a user, pay attention to how I use the VPN.
Yeah, you'll have to get, you have to actually go in. You're going to have to install new software on your system. We have instructions. You're not going to have to change. We actually set it up so you don't have to change any license files or anything like that. It's all going to be good. But you will have to change how you connect to our VPN. But again, it's fairly straightforward, fairly painless, and from the testing we've done so far, is as or more reliable than the current VPN software that, solution that we have running. So it's a win. Both these things will hopefully be improvements for everyone.
For the win.
For the win, yes, for the win. Oh, one other thing too is I broke the iTunes feed for the FXPHDOD. When I switched over at the 1st of October to the new architecture, but that's back and up and running now. So you should be getting the new podcast in your iTunes feed at this point.
And
thanks for your patience on that.
Those new users, he's referring to the FXPHD, This Week in FXPHD podcast.
Oh, sorry.
It used to be called the DOD.
Yeah, I was going to, frankly, you didn't really need access to the feed because Mike and I hadn't done a podcast for a while. But once we did it, I realized that, hey, that feed's not being updated, so we actually corrected that the day after we actually launched the new podcast.
So I have to say, I really appreciate the people that emailed us and didn't complain.
It's great,
but said,
actually.
Yeah, they said, you know, like pointed out, yeah, because you do the podcast. It's really great whenever we do them to hear from you guys. I mean, you know, good or bad. And so in this particular case, there was a couple of like, well, not negative comments, but, you know, like, hey, where's the podcast? And, oh, by the way, I can't get it.
That's so, actually really helpful. I've actually... Mike has sometimes been in the past worried about bugging me about something, but it's like I always, frankly, okay, maybe not always, but 99.95% for the time, right? I'm like, I really appreciate like a heads up that something's not working, or, you know, Ryan does as well. You know, we all do. Like if there's something that's not acting the way you expect it to, drop us lines, you know, fill out a support form, tweet something, or just prod us about something. We're fine with that. We actually appreciate it because we can't actually always see those things ourselves. So,
well, actually, there's really, one other really aspect of that, isn't it? That sometimes we don't see it because we're admin or something. You know what I mean?
Like, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. So, also, I've got to say, it's, and look, I'm not trying to be, but, you know, it is actually hard sometimes to listen to ourselves each week. So, you know, try and, we have people doing quality assurance and stuff, but yeah, I'm not,
I'm not downloading this podcast every week.
As I drive to work, I don't listen to John and I talking to ourselves. It's like, oh, wow, good point, Mike.
We actually just talk to each other.
Yeah, it's like we just talk to each other. Yeah. Surprising though it may be for us to say this, we actually didn't get into this industry to be on this side of the microphone or in front of the camera or, in fact, enjoy it that much. But, yeah, it's a necessary evil.
And then one final thing that would actually, I think, be really helpful for us that we'd appreciate is we love help spreading the word about FXPHD. And we know you guys do a ton of that. And I just want to say thanks for that. I mean, we see tweets when, you know, they mention the hashtag FXPHD or mention the tweet or my name or Mike's or FX Guide. You know, we get notifications of that. And we truly, really do appreciate it. So I just want to take a moment to say thanks, guys, for doing that.
Yeah, if you guys are in a position to spread the word, we really appreciate it. And it's funny, you know, because I did an interview last night with a post house and they were like laughing as soon as I got on the line. They were like, oh my God, we've just been watching PhD classes and like just before you called. And and these are guys doing a major network TV show. And so I love hearing that. That's great, obviously. But the one that, you know, we totally are humbly in awe of and thank you so much for is when you guys recommend it to your friends, because clearly that's your reputation. It's also, by the way, the single most powerful form of validation. I want to call it advertising because it is advertising, but like the thing that carries the most amount of weight statistically is if somebody that you know recommends it to you personally, because of course, you know, that's somebody that you trust and know. So we don't take it for granted at all when people do that. It may seem like a small, you know, retweet is a small thing to do, but man, we appreciate it a lot.
It really, and it really does go a long way. I think artists by nature are a cynical bunch, and we can post stuff and we post profiles of people's successes and things like that. And they're true. We're not making any of it up. But it is true when you guys posting, whether you have a blog or post an email to mailing list or something like that, I think people really appreciate hearing directly from people using our site. You know, I just think hearing from you guys about what you like about it carries a tremendous amount of weight. Again, we're not lying about everything, but you know, there's a skepticism. What else are we going to say, right? I mean, I don't, it's really great when you guys do that, and we appreciate that. I'm actually going to send out an email as well. We're actually looking for some little nice little quotes too for the site. We can have testimonials, I guess, if you could call it that as well, that I'm going to be sending an email to members to help out.
Oh, yeah,
that is
something that certainly I would totally agree with John on that. Terrific when you guys give us something that we can, you know, you don't mind us putting up a quote on the site, because that's, again, so much better. We don't want to spend money on advertising and stuff. We'd much prefer to do these kind of direct things with you, the members. So, yeah, much appreciated.
Yeah, so thanks, guys, again, for doing that. It means a lot. And, hey, we still have that referral bonus as well. Not that, I know many of you have enough courses and classes, but we do have that option as well that you can find out more about in the Student News and Information Forum.
Well, now you have to explain it. People may not know what you're talking about. Now's a great time to explain it. Go on. Because people listening to this may not know about the referral bonus.
Yes. Well, okay. So what I'm going to do is the dashboard should be back. So I'll post this information dashboard. But basically how it works is if you post something or you just share information about FX PhD with someone, and when they sign up, they give us your name in the referral code box, referring member box. There's a little box when they sign up that they could put your username or your email or your first and last name, whatever. We'll track you down. If they put your name in... when they sign up, we'll give you a free bonus course at FX PhD. You can have it in this term. If you've got the course you want, you could have it in the next term that you sign up. We just ask that you be a member of that term in order to get that course. And I think we said if you get, there's even a certain number of referrals that will give you a free term on top of that. If you are a referral guru, a referral monster, we'll actually even bump that up to get
I like
a free
the term
term
referral
at FX PhD.
Pagan god.
So it shall be.
Yes. So if you're a referral pagan god, we will give you an entire free term.
That was so. What we need is we need various levels. So we have that first level where you're. What's the first level, Mike? Then, since you this seems to
deep,
be
deep,
you're much better
friend.
At this than I are. So the first level when you refer to one, that's the deep personal friend.
The yes, friend level, yeah. That's the friend level. If you go to two, you're at gladiatorial level. And if you go to...
Is that even a word?
Yeah, gladiatorial.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now, yeah. And then isn't it stage three that you go to or pagan god?
No, yes, pagan. But it was... No, there were three words that you just used. It wasn't just pagan god. Or was it?
Oh.
It was pagan god level. Anyway, we'll rewind the podcast. That will be their new reward levels. Yeah, but anyway, the bottom line is if you share information about PhD... Give out your username. They put it in the referral box when they sign up. We'll give you a free course. And you know what? We have actually been known in the past. Actually, even if someone says after the fact they didn't actually put your name in the box, we're not too much of a stickler.
Wow, you're really letting it out of the bag.
No one takes advantage of it. That's why. You know, that's why our members aren't trying to pull one over on us. So.
Okay, we need to keep moving. I certainly have to catch up. I was at a training course myself the last couple of days for something that we want to do with
PhD. How was it?
Look, it was good. It was interesting watching somebody else train and interesting the techniques that they were using. And I have to say the guy that was doing the training was an experienced trainer who was doing all the right things. Some of the content was stuff that I probably knew, but that's by the by. It's one of the disadvantages of a training bricks and mortar operation that, you know, you can't necessarily, you know, fast forward or learn at your own pace. But
yep.
That being said, it was something that I wanted to do and so I was happy to do it. And but it does mean that I'm spent the last couple of days out of the office and I have to work on my background fundamentals course and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm going to respectfully ask to leave you, John.
Stop this podcast. Yes, that sounds great. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to listen. Again, we do this every week. We had a bit of a gap, but we really do take this seriously in letting you guys know what's going on behind the scenes about FXPhD. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FX PhD.